Welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan. And we're very excited today because we're in the Queensland Mall for the launch of Brisbane Festival 2018. And with us is the fabulous... Introduce yourself, David.
David Birtle, Artistic Director of Brisbane Festival.
Okay, now we're excited, but tell us, why should we be excited for the 2018 Festival?
This is the first time we've launched down here in Queen Street Mall, actually. And we're here all day until like later on this evening with free entertainment from a lot of the artists who'll actually be in the festival this year. It's an extraordinarily big festival this year. We've divided it into three acts because it's so big.
Because one act is never enough?
One act is never enough, and you need a good three-act story. And bookended, actually, by, this is a new thing for us, by two big River Stage concerts on the opening night and on the closing night as well. During the day, evening, mini festivals in themselves, and both those concerts are River Stage headline by famous Brisbane bands, Ballpark Music on opening and Violence Soho on the closing.
Does that mean no River Fire?
No, it means there is Sun Super River Fire, but we'll actually fold in the River Stage concert with Sun Super River Fire.
Awesome!
So we'll actually put some fireworks up on the top of River Stage. So if you're down there, it'll be a really special way to experience the fireworks.
Uh-huh. And what else is, would you say, is really different from what you've done before?
Well, the big new thing is Celebrate Brisbane River of Lights, which is a big new lights and laser and water spectacular right in the middle of the Brisbane River in front of Treasury Brisbane Arcadia, which tells one of the traditional stories of the origins of the river and the land around here. So that's a free experience, like three times a night, every single night of the festival.
So you talk about the opening and the closing being music, and just looking through the program, there seems to be a big push for music performances this year.
There's quite a lot, actually. And, you know, Brisbane's very proud of its place in the history of contemporary popular music in Australia, you know, going back to VGs or the Go-Betweens or Powderfinger or Custard or whoever. And, you know, I think Brisbane likes its contemporary. So it feels as though that emphasis on popular music reflects the personality of Brisbane. So, you know, I think that's appropriately a very strong stream in the program.
Despite that, you're not going to disappoint people like myself who are theatre tragics either, are you?
No, a very strong theatre program, you know, not only in QPAC, but also, you know, in fact, there are 8 world premieres this year, more than ever before, and almost all of those are kind of theatre-based.
And last year you brought out things from London, such as Terror. Will there be any big international acts that we can look
There's a piece
to?
Called Home, which comes from the United States in the Playhouse at QPAC, which is really one for the heart and looks at all the things that make a house a home. But it's full of magic and stage illusion, and by the end of the show, half the audience is on stage in a big house party. And you mentioned Terror last year from the UK. Well, we've got Horror this year from the Netherlands, also in QPAC. So if you're a fan of great horror movies, that's one for you.
Oh, but if I'm a wimp, should I avoid that one?
Well, like great horror movies, you can be scared or you can laugh as okay. Well. So whatever takes your fancy, I don't know.
The Theatre Republic is always a highlight of the festival. Is there anything exciting going on at the Theatre Republic this year?
Well, what's interesting about the Theatre Republic this year is that quite a lot of the shows this year in that festival site have to do with gender. You know, in any way we think of that. And there are many works that reflect the Me Too movement, but also works that reflect on masculinity in all of its forms as well. So there's a lot of threads that go through there, all of which, you know, have to do with gender in one way or another. But we're also using Le Bloc's Roundhouse in a different way this year. There isn't one show that's on there for the 3 weeks of the festival. There's a different show for each of the 3 weeks.
So, in fact, given that I work in the building next to Roundhouse, I won't be able to get a coffee for the entire September. It's going to be packed, is it?
Well, I hope so. I hope so, that's the case. But you'll have new bars there.
Will make work.
Put a lot of effort into that site, so I'm really happy about that.
Now, I'm looking at this amazingly beautiful program, and there's so much on offer. What would your advice be if somebody is not all that familiar, how do I go about dissecting a program?
Well,
like
I think
this?
For a start, look at the three acts. So that'll immediately divide it into three straight away. And just look for one thing in each of the three acts. Choose maybe something that's familiar to you, but on at least one of those occasions, choose something that looks kind of good, but you've never actually heard of before. So take a punt in that way.
Okay. And can you throw some statistics at us in terms of visitor numbers, shows, premieres?
Or I have no idea about visitors, but I hope a lot come.
How many last year?
Oh, well,
lots.
Over a million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I can tell you that there are around 600 performances. And about 100 of those are free, so that's pretty good. Of about 70 productions across the festival and I think 17 venues across the city, well over 1,000 artists. And a good 800 of those are actually from Queensland. So it's quite local in that way this year, as well as sort of, you know, a lot of great international acts too, of course.
And do you get any sleep for those 3 weeks?
Well, I like staying up late during the festival. That's a good thing. And because, you know, certainly down in Treasury Brisbane Arcadia, our big festival hub down on the river in front of QPAC, you know, that opens until very late each night. And you will often find a lot of impromptu performances that happen down there. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well done. I'm very excited.
Thank
once
you.
Again. And we look forward to September.
Yes,
anything,
we do.
Anything
okay, great.
Yourself?
No, I think we've covered all our questions.
All right. Thank
Brilliant.
You very much.
Thanks, Eve. Awesome. Thank you so much.